Our guest analyst this afternoon is U.S. Commodities' Don Rose. Don, let's reflect a little bit on the week in the grain markets. Lots has happened in the sense of the potential for trade and also the lack of planting, I think, is starting to pick up with analysts kind of keeping a closer eye on those things.
You know, most definitely. I think when you look at the markets, just had a huge swing from the top to bottom on the market, you know, almost 45 cents, you know, here on the corn. And on Monday, it was all negative news was dialed in. We had the conflict with the Trump administration raising the tariff. China on Sunday night says they'll go to work and also raise the tariff on the U.S. That kind of culminated and kind of socked in a low on the market. At the same time, the news at that point in time, we had a key reversal technically on corn and on wheat, and that really socked in a low, and it was a stout rally that developed after that on corn and wheat with the soybeans in tow. But it's all about weather going forward here. It's all about what do you think the corn acre losses are, the soybean acre gains are, what do you think the yield losses on corn. So you got a lot of pencil pushing numbers being pushed around.
So what's top of mind as traders head into next week?
Well, you know, we're in a full blown weather market. It's a wet weather market here, and you know, you have to be a little bit careful when you're in these because you get the emotions run high, and oftentimes you're supposed to sell rain and buy sunshine. Well, it certainly looks like a rainy forecast next week. The market goes home very overbought in the corn market. Soybeans have a poor close, corn more of a mixed close, wheat a poor close, but it's going to be all about the weather next week, and then it's going to be about the trade talks between the U.S. and China thrown in between. So we expect the volatility to pick up, and you know, you have to be careful and make sure you keep risk management in mind on these rallies this time of year.
Did any of the trade news impact livestock today?
Yeah, the livestock market was, you know, we continue to focus on the hog market for Chinese buying. We know we have record large supplies of hogs coming at us here next the rest of the year, even into 2020. Supply is supposed to be up close to 4% this year, then jump another 7.5% going into 2020. So it's big supplies versus hopeful demand of China underneath the market for big pork supplies. We'll see, but you know, I think when you look at the cattle market, we did trade cash cattle poorly this week, actually in Kansas as low as 114, mostly traded at 117, Nebraska more like 16 to 17, and Iowa 115 to 119. So the futures market on Friday on cattle had a nice close. Feels like we're putting in a little bit of intermediate bottom here with cash cattle still weak.
Once again, we've been visiting with U.S. Commodities' Don Rose.